I could not wait to speak with our next guest here. She is one of the members of the new Main Street Singers. Based off of the original Main Street Singers, A Mighty Wind, Glee, Wreck-It Ralph has a new Christmas album coming out, A Swingin' Little Christmas. Jane Lynch joins us on
the
program.
There.
Good morning, love.
Good morning.
How are you? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I am a mega fan of all of the Christopher Guest films, of which you've been a mainstay in, most recently with Mascots on Netflix. And
thank you. I'm
so excited to talk to you. I have to ask, because we're big fans of Curb Your Enthusiasm in here. Mm-hmm. I've loved everything from, you know, Best in Show for Your Consideration, all the Christopher Guest stuff. The man that was, he made Spinal Tap possible. How much?
I know. He's the man. He's the guy.
He's a genius. He's an absolute genius.
And
he surrounds himself with geniuses like you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very proud to be in his company.
How much of that stuff is scripted? How much is improv? Does he give you a start point and an end point? How do you do those Christopher Guest films the way you all do them so well?
Very good question. He writes a script out that it looks like a regular script, except there's no dialogue. So we know what has to happen in the scene. And then he just does really long takes. There's no rehearsal. He kind of tells us our role a couple of months before, and then we go off and create our character. And he makes the whole, like, the wardrobe team, the makeup team, the prop team, all available to us, and we can ask for anything we need. And then we show up on the day. Sometimes we will have spoken to our fellow actors, but for the most part, no. And we just see what's there. And that's kind of he does a really long takes, and then he puts it all together, of course, in the editing room. I think that's where the real art of his movies come in. But yeah, there's no dialogue, so it's all improvised dialogue-wise.
Now, I have a 3-year-old at home, and I have seen Wreck-It Ralph probably 1,000 times. And now you, of course, are with Sergeant Calhoun.
Yeah.
Is it Sergeant? I don't remember the exact.
Sergeant Calhoun.
Okay. And do you remember the first time they gave you like the drawing or the mock-up of what your character was going to look like? Because I'll be honest, I'm attracted to Sergeant Calhoun, Jane Lynch.
Well, I got to tell you, she wasn't half as hot in the first rendering as she became, and I think I was the inspiration for the hotness.
Yes, I
just made her hotter and hotter every time I went into that booth. They were like, "Oh, we got to get the hot factor up here."
Yes.
She's pretty fit. She obviously does Pilates or something like that. And we're doing, you can tell your 3-year-old son and all of
daughter,
the children
daughter.
Out there in America, daughter, sorry about that,
okay.
And your sons and daughters,
that
we are in the process of making a new one, of making
yeah.
a
record
yes.
out too.
Oh, yes.
It's happening. It's happening, people.
Jane, you've said that as a child you never felt quite right. You were an outsider, and you came out to your family in your early 30s.
Yes.
Now I'm wondering, do you ever still feel like an outsider?
Absolutely not. No. And it's not because of, you know, we're all one. I just totally see how we're all just different expressions of the same energy, and I'm getting really deep here. God, I didn't expect to go this far with it.
I like that.
But I don't at all. I see us as all the same.
No, but I didn't.
Different expressions.
I didn't necessarily mean because of coming out, you know, mm-hmm. when you were a child. I mean, in any level, any way at all.
I had all sorts of reasons to feel like an outsider, and I think we all do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I was unique in that way. But yeah, the process for me has been that it's impossible to be outside. We can feel that way, and society may even, you know, in a lot of cases, try to make us feel that way. But you know, we can't. We what is it? I just read this Gandhi quote yesterday that said, "I'm not going to allow anybody's dirty feet to walk through my clear mind." So I'm getting much deeper than I thought.
No, we're all on mushrooms right now. We're freaking out.
This is perfect. I'm taking it.
Now, I got to hear you alongside some of your co-stars in A Mighty Wind sing. That was the Christopher Guest film based off of all the folk singers and stuff. And I love the way that he has anybody that is going to sing or is going to dance. There's no stunt double. There's no dub over with voices. You actually sing. And now you're doing it again with this album, The Swingin' Little Christmas, Jane Lynch with Kate Flannery, Tim Davis. What made you want to actually put out an album?
Well, I've been touring with these guys, Meredith the Drunk. That's Kate Flannery played Meredith the Drunk in The Office, and we've known each other for decades, and we've been kind of singing together on and off. And we hit the road a couple of years ago, and we got this quintet, the Tony Guerrero Quintet, and we brought along Tim Davis, who completes our little trio. Tim was the vocal arranger on Glee. That's where I met him, and we had such a blast, and continue to have a blast. And kind of fell deeply in love with each other, creatively and otherwise, and decided, you know, I think it was Tony's idea, who said, let's do this. And it was in April, and we kind of sat down and Googled public domain Christmas carols, and we picked 10 that we loved and agreed on. And we did it on our own nickel. We didn't have a label. We learned how to make an album as we made it.
Wow.
And it's a full orchestra. We got all these terrific musicians in Los Angeles. We got all of them into our studio. And we, you know, Tony created these beautiful arrangements of all of these wonderful Christmas carols and 5 originals that he wrote that sound like they've been around forever. Because Christmas music, I think the height of it was like in the 50s and early 60s. We still listen to that music. We still listen to Bing Crosby and Nat King Cole and Rosemary Clooney and the Andrews Sisters. And we're definitely inspired by that. It's a big band with a lot of swing called Swingin' Little Christmas, which is the title track written by Tony. And so it kind of just happened really organically and beautifully, and it was definitely a labor of love. We're all so passionate about it, and it means a lot to us that we get to talk to you in Baltimore, and perhaps folks want to go to iTunes, or in a couple of days, Amazon. It'll hit Amazon in a couple of days, but you can pre-order it.
And Scott,
you can get it right now on iTunes.
If you want to feel your heart race pick up just a little bit, do yourself a favor and search Sergeant Calhoun Jane Lynch cosplay, because she's actually put on the full-on Calhoun cosplay and gone to these
cons. That's true.
That is...
I did.
Is that a world that...
That looks good.
Ian, did you know what you were getting into when you know, I don't think anybody can prepare you for that kind of, hey, I'm going into a booth, I'm going to voice this character, and then boom, the whole cosplay world is out there, and it's your you experience it, you put on the outfit and went around. It's amazing nowadays.
That film just really read, not just with adults who do the role playing, but kids just love it. And so we're so glad we're doing another one.
How do you decide what roles to take? Like, did you have a criteria?
If it's offered, I take it.
Sort of like
that's
Andy
how that
McDowell.
Works.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jane Lynch, it's just such a treat to get to talk to you. I've enjoyed your films for years. And like Scott said, I have children also. Wreck-It Ralph is a mainstay in my house. Excited to hear that there's going to be a second one and pick up A Swingin' Little Christmas. Jane Lynch, Kate Flannery, Tim Davis. Jane, thank you for taking the time this morning.
You bet. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolute pleasure.